We can't help but enjoy the story of Alaska's effort to repopulate the wild interior with wood bison. Back in April, 100 cows bred in captivity were flown to the Yukon River village of Shagaluk and released. Some were pregnant and have given birth, some died, but the Department of Fish and Game says overall things are off to a good start. But there's an obvious missing piece to this Garden of Eden story. Well, this week the department put 12 big, burly bull bison on a raft, now riverbound, for that herd of eager cows. All right, maybe we're dreaming, but we just can't help but think one of these days some of those wood bison will come traipsing over the rivers and through the woods and end up on the rifle sights of some Bristol Bay hunters. KDLG's Hannah Colton explored that for this report.
As the crow flies, or the wood bison trots, Shagaluk is about 215 miles from Killigannik, the nearest Bristol Bay community. Bigger than their plains cousins, wood bison are North America's largest land animal. A single bull might yield a hunter up to 1,100 pounds of take-home meat. And that meat, according to one Canadian bison farmer, is delicious. Del Myers has a herd of 70 bison outside Prince George, BC.
And we quite enjoy eating our own product as well.
What is the meat like? How would you compare it to beef, say?
One of the most interesting comments we had at the farmer's market was from a lady who said, after I asked her about bison meat, she said, "It tastes like I wish beef tasted like." I'd say it's more flavorful than beef, but a nice flavor.
And it's not just farmers markets. Canadian lodges now offering wood bison hunting trips boast large trophies and happy clients. The question is, will the wood bison ever make it to southwest Alaska? I called wildlife biologist Neil Barton at Fish and Game in Dillingham to find out. Hi, Neil. So, based on what you know of wood bison and how they range, what do you think are the chances that the herd over by Shagaluk would make their way down into the Bristol Bay area?
Well, I'm not a wood bison expert by any means, but if you look at the other bison herds, which are plains bison, we have scattered around the state at Farewell and Chitna, those places, they're fairly sedentary, I think, because of the habitat requirements they have. And I would expect these wood bison, they were put in a place that they can hopefully thrive because of the habitat that's available to them.
His best guess is that they'll probably stay put.
I think they're going to be pretty much sticking to the habitat there that they're utilizing in that, you know, specific area where they were dumped off would be my guess anyway.
All right. So maybe we won't be drawing permits for wood bison out of Bristol Bay anytime soon. Putting the meat issue aside for the moment, this reintroduction project is an impressive undertaking. Fairbanks-based wildlife biologist Kathy Harms says this may be the largest wood bison reintroduction ever attempted.
Canada has established several herds, and to my knowledge, none of them have involved as many animals as we're moving.
She says Alaska has huge stretches of rich habitat for wood bison, and the bison are a crucial part of that habitat, mowing and fertilizing the grasses and sedges they graze.
The physical disturbance of the hooves on the grass affect how the grass grows and how productive it is. They've even done studies in Canada that link nest success with how much wood bison fur is used by the birds, the ducks, to create the nests. The nests are warmer because the wood bison hair is so insulating.
But wood bison have been extinct from the state for a long time. Harm says the last wild Alaskan wood bison may have been seen in the early 1900s.
So they've been gone for at least 100, if not 200 or more years. So having a chance to actually put a piece back has been really gratifying.
Biologists have been wanting to do this for a long time, but it wasn't until 2003 that wood bison from Canada were brought to a wildlife center in Anchorage, waiting for the day when they could be returned to natural habitat. By 2015, the herd was finally ready. But given all the great bison digs in Alaska, how to choose where to release them? Harms says the lower Innoko Yukon River area stood out.
Not only because of the terrific habitat that's there, but tremendous support from the local people.
The plan they came up with? It calls for hunting as soon as the herd is big enough to withstand harvest. And how long Alaskan hunters have to wait? Well, that's for nature to decide. Right now, there's a dozen bulls on a barge and 16 more behind them, on their way to wild grasses and 50 lady bison. Breeding season starts in July. For KDLG, I'm Hannah Colton.